We are the E2s. We are a being originating from a star system you know of as Zeta Reticuli. We are and have been involved with the human race for quite some while. And we are here to assist also in the evolutionary process. We are a collective of beings, a group that we name to you, for you, the E2s. There are many groups of us that are here to help in your process. We have also been asked to be involved with your species to help the actual physical beings to develop themselves and to develop not necessarily themselves, but to assist in the physical DNA development for the human race so that they may be assured of moving forward into this next dimensional reality that is being pushed for as your next step and the next step for the universe's cycle. We understand that there has been much misunderstanding as to our intentions. This is slowly developing and being clarified, but in order for that to be clarified, that it requires a certain development on the consciousness of the human race. And this has been, it has been required that this happen with baby steps. And everything that is discussed has a role to play, and everyone involved has a role to play and is knowing of that role on a spiritual level. And when we speak of, we are talking to this about what you call abduction experiences or anything related thereof. All of this has been agreed upon by all parties involved. And all are playing a very important role in this evolutionary process. It's not only the evolution of the species spiritually in terms of the knowledge that they are gaining and in the physical regard in terms of the DNA development, but also in the awakening and understanding of humanity to be welcoming eventually of the idea that there are beings elsewhere and that they can, in fact, have relations with beings from elsewhere. And as you may understand, many of you in this room, as you are all advanced to a certain level of understanding, that it would be impossible and not recommended for any beings to come and land on the White House lawn. If you can imagine, that would be quite a disaster. We hope that this is understood and will eventually be recognized, and we are communicating with many on a soul level, energetically, in their dreams. The abduction experiences happen on another dimension of reality. That is why they are so elusive. It is not just that we have the ability to make everything disappear, although we do, because we are able to move between dimensional realities. We are actually taking these partners into another dimension. And much takes place also in your dream states and does not even require physical movement. And this will be understanding that will develop over time. And we are seeing much of the experiences that many have had and are having developing as the consciousness of humanity is ready to hear the next step, is ready to have that understanding of the spiritual side. And the spiritual side is related to the consciousness and the understanding that we are all connected. We are your brothers and sisters. We see you in this way. We see you in this way physically as a species, the bodies that you are inhabiting and the expression that they represent. And we also see you in this way energetically as souls. Many of you have lived with us, as us. And we know you quite intimately. You see. And many of you we know from your other representations through time. Because your souls have been many things. And our consciousness has developed to a point where we see much through time and we no longer actually need to have a death experience. We simply decide when it is that we wish to depart and what we wish to be. We are quite advanced in this understanding. And this is not a technical understanding. This is a spiritual understanding. And this is what is much as difficult for your species to grapple with, is that we are not about our technical abilities are a result of our spiritual knowing. The advances that we make and what you call a technical arena are based on our understanding of the universe and understanding of consciousness and its power to create reality and of our interconnectedness with everything and with the creation of matter as you know it. Therefore, we actually join with the matter of things and create in unison with the force behind what you think of as matter, because all is based on the consciousness of all creation. We have that understanding. And this is where we have developed our technologies to what you see as traveling through space and through time. And of, since we are actually in one dimension ahead of where you are now, we are where you are going. However, where you are going is so vast in the terms of its possibilities, because once you reach that level of knowing spiritually, everything opens up to you. And so we have been working in that level of reality for so long, in your terms, you see. It would seem like an eternity of knowing that we have developed. And if you were to calculate it in your understanding of space and time. And this is where you will find yourselves as you develop a knowing about the existence of space and time as something that you create. And you begin to see it's the malleability of it. This changes your entire dynamic of creation. And this is what we are trying to assist humanity with. And this, as light bringers and souls from elsewhere, which all of you are, we have seen you all in many places around the galaxy. You all have all come here to work towards the development of this particular species, to help them to become ready to meet us and the others. in this next level. We do believe that all of you are aware that there is going to be quite a lot of shifting going on in your world. And while it may not seem so now, it may seem that it is all just human upheavals and they are still working in the same realms, and you are the only ones that see that what else is going on. There is a huge undercurrent of knowing, knowing like you know.
I need to ask a question. Why? What is so important about human beings that any other being would give a damn? Why isn't the whole solar system able to fall into the sun and it's not even going to let the universe blink at the missing of it?
We can answer this in many ways, and we want to say to you, what do you think? For you to think about it. Why do you think this species is important? Something for you all to contemplate. Why would anybody care? It's a very good question. But we will tell you from our perspective that we care about every molecule of consciousness in this universe.
And you, about human beings only.
Human beings, the entire planet. The entire planet is moving forward, but you have chosen to be a human in this process because you are helping humanity. There are some that are rocks, and they are helping that aspect of consciousness move forward. Okay. We do not see humanity any differently than we see a rock, because we understand that it is all of the source and it is all God consciousness, and we have the same unconditional love for the rock that we do for humanity. And the entire consciousness of the being that is the collective, that is Earth. But each being is very special in that it is a unique expression of that. You are all pieces of this amazing puzzle. As we are, we have that recognition, you see. And we understand that by helping the consciousness of the rock of Earth, or of the flower, or of you, that we assist ourselves, because we know we are one. And we appreciate, at the same time, we appreciate the individuality of each expression in a way that is almost incomprehensible to you right now. We have an utter appreciation. We appreciate every cell in your bodies because we know every cell in your bodies as aspects of that consciousness of creation.
I have a question. How do you feel when you know, maybe not T2s particularly, maybe other aliens, whatever you want particular. Those that have run-ins with you guys, we're scared to death. We still have nightmares. We don't want to see you because of that.
This is a part of the development of humanity, you see. We cannot change that reaction in you. It is for you to change that reaction in yourselves. It is part of that fear consciousness that exists, and it's not any individual's fault for feeling this. And it is not our doing that you are feeling this. It is a part of the process of your discovery of what it is that we are actually doing. And if you can get out of the fear consciousness, you will discover that we are here to assist you. And this is for you to discover, and there is no way that we can change that within anyone's consciousness. We cannot take fear away, although it has been tried, and we try to have it so that it is not intruding until one is ready to actually experience it and work through the scenario so that they can come to terms.
Can I answer it? Let's see. Are you saying that on all these different levels, and dreams states that people are finding themselves dreaming things that scare them?
I'm not sure the meaning of your question, other than that you're expressing the fear, the feelings of fear in one's dream state, and you are wondering about why this is the case.
Whether some dreams are whether if they're really dreams you're talking about, or realities, or it's spoken word. I don't know the difference.
Well, that is a good question for you to be exploring within yourself, and a good place to start. The fact that you are even questioning that is meaningful. So begin to explore that in yourself.
10 minutes.
Begin to explore what it is with the feelings that you have in the dream. The dreams are quite significant, and for you, many of you, to think that it is just garble of your consciousness only diminishes the power that you have in that state.
Is it possible that the dream state that some are speaking of are actually astral projections in the dream, and their reality in that dimension when they're away from their body at night?
Yes.
Is that a possibility?
You must understand, firstly, that this physical reality is not as real as you think it is. You must start from that point of view. You see, because it is hard for you to understand that you could be going somewhere when you are sleeping. So you must first get out of the idea that you are a physical being only, and that you are only laying there, and that that is even real. Because our consciousness and the dream reality is actually, we don't want you to misunderstand this, but is actually more real. Because you are moving forward in a new dimensional understanding within that dream. You are transcending the limits.
Based on that concept, my question is, I wake up in the morning and feel like I've been involved in angel wars at night. What are those about? Is that the polarities and conflict that we're fighting with, or what?
But much is going on, and much of your light work is going on in those dream states. And you are actually working one with angels and assisting in that development of the consciousness of the angelic worlds to help and assist.
Okay.
And that is very real what you are doing there. You are assisting in bringing forth that vibration. And the angelic world is quite real, and that there are beings that have particular missions.
Another question I have is, why do we bring back the pain in our bodies from the wars? Why can't we leave the pain there?
You can. And this is your choice. And it is hard, a stretch for the imagination, for you to go to that point where you have that understanding. But that is part of your learning,
okay.
You see. It is part of your learning to do that.
Okay.
And to understand that all of any darkness that you experience is only a darkness that is missing the recognition of the light.
Good point.
Do you understand? There actually is none. There is no, we do not see anything of the sort of darkness. We understand that when there is what you perceive as darkness, It is only that it does not recognize itself in the light. And the same goes for you. And humanity is a giant culprit of this misunderstanding. Because they actually believe in dark. And this is a very important process for you to recognize, is that you are all light. There is no such thing as darkness other than that it is a misunderstanding of not knowing it is the light.
I figure the dark represents the fear.
Fear is the ultimate of darkness, you see. It is the representative, it is the expression of darkness, is fear. And to dissuade that illusion of fear, one must always bring themselves back to the recognition that they are light and that nothing can harm them because they are light. And when you recognize that nothing can harm you because you are light, then there is nothing to fear, you see. There is no longer anything to fear. And many of your religious figures, ascended masters that have come to teach you this, this is one of their major teachings. Yet, look how much it has been manipulated. And what has happened is even the message itself has drawn its followers into fear of the dark. And this we see as quite a sad state of affairs on your planet. And it is one of the reasons why you Lightbringers are here in Roswell, because there is a lot of that belief system as well.
I have a question on that. The Roswell crash, was this incident a catalyst to what the ultimate purpose is for Roswell?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And it was not a crash.
Right.
But the whole incident and everything around it was a part of the process of developing this area and bringing those necessary and the consciousness of the ideas that are brought about because of that. And even the most fearful thoughts are a part of it, because you must bring out the fears in order to deal with them, in order to recognize, to see them for what they are, and to bring light to that consciousness.
We've been told that there are 6 families that are farmers that rule this area, that have been what is holding this area back. What can we do to break that up, so that this area can grow?
Well, firstly, they think that they are in control.
Well, I understand.
They certainly are not.
Well, I understand.
But we understand that there is that perception.
Yes.
And sometimes that perception and the illusion creates a reality around it. But you see, just in that sentence alone, you can see that the truth is that that can be changed by the consciousness of those that believe or do not believe, you see. You can change the belief system. And you can be instrumental in that by sending your energy of light to that situation, to those people, because they're just in darkness because they think that control is power. And they think that putting others in fear is power.
Intimidation.
And intimidation is a part of that. And this is them not recognizing their own light, and they can be transformed. And you see, it is where there's most darkness that the most light potential of the light being revealed has the most power, you see. Because if you put that candle in the darkness, you are transforming it. If you do not bother to light the candle, you are just leaving the darkness. It is your responsibility to light that, and it changes the entire scenario now, doesn't it? You cannot then diminish it. And it reveals much. And when in doing so, you are servicing those people that you speak of. to find their own light. And when they share that light, think what might happen. When those that think they're in control and think they have the power suddenly discover that they have a light to share and that they are light, how much will be transformed around them?
And is there anything that we can do in our store to bring more people to the light?
You are doing an outstanding job in a very difficult place.
Thank you. We're trying.
We are with you and we can assist you. You can ask us. We can only assist when you ask. And that goes for us and many others, whoever you feel an affinity to, whatever you feel an affinity to. And we can assist in releasing the fear that you feel. If you ask. And you can, you already do so much with your consciousness, you see, more than you think you do. And remember to see the light in especially those that you feel have the most darkness. Because if you can reach the darkness, that is where the world becomes illuminated. And we see your store as a light bulb radiating forth from its center. And it is. Though it feels daunting sometimes, we understand.
As long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, that's all I care. Just need to get out there to more people.
You reach more people than you know. Understand that always. Because you are all beacons of light, and you reach beyond the circle of people that you meet. You reach through time and space. And you may not see it, and it is difficult when you do not see it. We are here to tell you that we see it. And that this is the area where you are moving. You are moving to the place where you will know and see. But have the certainty within you that you are reaching many. We understand that you have these limits of your time and space. So we are going to have to say adieu. We wish you to know that we are with you. We are very close to your being, to this planet. We are guardians of this planet. We work with many angelic beings. We work with the angelic beings as messengers for you. We work with the archangels that you know of, which are a very large force in protecting your planet. And each has a particular energy that you can connect to as well. So you do have that. Always. And we are as beings that are very close to you, and we will be welcoming you as you move into this next dimensional reality. You can call upon us in dealings in this world. We are here as your friends to assist you. And we have a very strong presence in this area, you see. So in terms of your space and time, energetically there is, in essence, an opening to our relations. And that is also a part of that process of the incidents involved in this area. If there was a place that we might actually materialize, it may be just here.
Is that kind of like a vortex type thing?
Well, we like to think of it as a consciousness portal, because we have created it through our methods or through our the incidences and the processes over time. It has been created with the consciousness of those involved. Even those that you think are in darkness are playing a part of that, played a part of that role in the awakening. It has been our pleasure, and we will leave you with our energy. We hope that it is a pleasant experience for you. Always. And that is our intention.